And this year, as we were praying and asking, Lord, what is the focus for us this year? Lord, what are you saying to us this year as a body of people? And without a shadow of doubt, God spoke to me clearly and said, this is the year of his favor. And which is why I wanted to talk to you and share with you and teach you on how you and I can live in the favor of God. And the scripture that I've got is from the book of Exodus chapter 33, verse 12. It said, you have said, and this is God and Moses having a conversation, and Moses is talking to God. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Isn't that amazing?
Hallelujah.
I love that verse. It says, I know you by name. Alfred, Naomi, Kavita. Each one of us, God knows us by name. And you have found favor with me. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways. Teach me, show me how I need to live so that I can continue to experience the favor of God in my life. Isn't that good?
Hallelujah.
You know, there is the general blessing that everybody receives. Every human being that is born on this planet Earth receives the general blessing of God. The sun shines on the just and the unjust, the godly and the ungodly, the rascals and the righteous. But how is it different for those of us that have a relationship with Jesus? How is it different for us? It's very different because we enter into another dimension. We enter into another relationship. We enter into a covenant promise and relationship that Jesus has with us, where we can live and walk in his favor. And there too we have the favor, which is a favor of being saved. We don't deserve to be rescued from our sin. We don't deserve to be picked up from the pit of destruction and doom that our lives are headed for. But Jesus chooses to, he chooses each one of us by name to pick us up and take us out of our mess and sin and bring us to a place from darkness into light. That's the favor of God. What have you done that Jesus should be extra special to you? I don't know. I've been a pretty good guy most of my life with a lot of things that I'm very ashamed of. And I'm sure you are as well, that you won't tell anyone about. But God knows them. And irrespective of what you have been through, what you have done, God picks us up. That's the favor of God. That's the saving of God. But then there is also that favor of God that we can find. We find that favor when we seek him. And that's what I want us to learn, because it's easy for us to say, Jesus, you know, I want your forgiveness. Save me. I'm going to hell. But now I know that I'm trusting you. Therefore, I'm not going to hell. I'm going to go to heaven. My ticket to heaven's bought. Great. But how do you fly first class instead of economy to heaven? How do you have access to executive lounges anywhere in the world? How do you get the finest of the finest when you board that plane en route to heaven? Or are you somebody hanging on to the tail, hoping you'll make it there? You see, that's the difference. And many Christians are quite happy to live and reside in economy class. At least I'm getting there. Thank God. At least I'm not going to hell. Whilst people up front are enjoying the finest delivery of food, the most comfortable seats, everything that is given. Oh, sir, what would you like? Hello, Mr. Gomes. It's so nice to have you on the plane this morning. I mean, they know you by name. You go economy, it's like aisle number 5, seat number 6. That's where you're headed. They don't call you by name. There's nothing personal. We all headed in the same direction. We're all going to get off at the same destination, but en route, our journey is completely different. So here's what I want to teach you this morning. I find favor when I do what? And that's what we're going to look at. But before I do that, let me just read a little bit on what favor is. The best definition for the word favor is demonstrated delight. Demonstrated delight, where it is evident in somebody's life that you can see something that is extraordinary, that is beyond what they have the capacity to do. It is something that has been bestowed upon them. That is when God favors us and we experience the favor of God. Now, I want you to really understand this teaching on favor. I want you to listen, if you all would please listen to my message from last week, because it laid the foundation for everything else that I'm going to teach. You can go online to ianhendricks@podbean.com and listen. Grasp what the Bible teaches us on favor and how to find favor, then we can live and walk in it. So do you want to know what you need to do and how God blesses you? Would you like to know? Amen. I find favor when? We're going to look at five things when God favors us. I find favor when I'm found to be faithful. Everybody say, I find favor when I am found to be faithful. Faithfulness is a commodity that is rare in the nature of humankind and mankind. Last week I spoke of the illustration of my dog Coco and how faithful she is. So I'm telling the story of Coco and how she follows me all around the house and she looks at me, especially when I'm in the kitchen. She is ever hopeful, knowing that is where food comes from. She looks at me with her little doggy eyes and she'll sit there and I'm making tea. It has nothing to do with her. I'm making my egg. She never eats egg. And her perseverance and her faithfulness in wanting to respond to me and to be kind to me, to lick my feet, which she literally does every morning. And if I give her a chance, my whole face, which I don't, you know, it's like, get off me, brush your teeth first. She's ever wanting to relate to me, to be close to me. And God wants us to have that relationship with Him where we seek after Him, desire Him, and we look to Him and say, God, you know, I really love you. I want to live my life for you and with you. Find me to be faithful in everything that I do. And, you know, because she perseveres, eventually she will get a doggy treat. And, you know, sometimes it's a small doggy treat, but she's grateful for that. And she'll come back and say, give me more. You know, and because she does that, I'm kind of, when we have so many ways that we can approach God and say, God, I really want you. And so I want to read from the book of Genesis chapter 32, verse 10. It says, I am not worthy of all the unfailing love and faithfulness you have shown to me, your servant. When I left home and crossed the Jordan River, I owned nothing except a walking stick. Who do you think is talking here? Moses. Now my household fills two large camps. You know, Moses did not deserve what he got from God. But because he found favor with God, because he was faithful. When God finds you to be faithful, he favors you. Everybody say, when I am found to be faithful, God favors me. Now the same applies to you at your place of work. The same applies to you in your relationships. The same applies to you in your relationships with your friends. When you are faithful to your friends, when you are faithful to your boss, when you are faithful to your company, the same applies to your life and walking with God. When you are faithful in your relationship, wherever God has placed you in the local body, where you serve faithfully, where you give faithfully, where you relate faithfully, you will find favor with God. And when you find favor with God, you find favor with man. So many of us want to find favor with people. We suck up to our boss, we suck up to all those people, but we don't make God the priority. And we wonder, why is it that I'm always trying to appease somebody and suck up to somebody? No, no, get your priorities right. Seek first the kingdom of God. And when you do that, God will grant you favor with man. Come on, find favor with God and you will have favor with man. You seek for favor with man, and you will never find favor with God.
Amen.
Psalm 37 verse 3 to 4 says, trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Trust in the Lord, do good, dwell in the land, and what happens?
Befriend
faithfulness. So what do you need to do? You need to trust in God, do good, dwell in the land, and befriend faithfulness. Don't befriend criticizing. Don't befriend all those negative things that we can befriend. But befriend faithfulness. Nurture faithfulness. Faithfulness does not come automatically. You need to nurture it. You need to be disciplined. You need to consistently do even sometimes what you don't like to do. Because that's what you do when you are faithful. I remember the years that we served wherever God placed us. One of the things we said, God, wherever you take us, wherever whatever church you place us in, wherever we work, we will be there faithfully. Whoever it is, wherever it is, in whatever circumstance or situation, we will serve faithfully. Because when you do, God will give you the desires of your heart. When we delight in God, He gives us the desires of our heart. The second thing is, I find favor when I pursue His presence. Just bring the, when I pursue, everybody say, I find favor. When I pursue His presence.
When I pursue His
presence. Psalm 16 verse 11 says, you will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasure of living with you forevermore. Isn't that good? When you pursue God, when you seek His presence, you find joy in His presence. Now, how and where do I find the presence of God? You find the presence of God by creating an atmosphere of worship in your life. Yes, it includes listening to worship music, but it's more than that. It's living a life that is worshipful and God-focused and God-centered, where God is at the center of everything that you do, every thought, every decision, every attitude, every relationship, every interaction. God is at the center. How do I bring down the presence of God when I'm pulled over at a traffic light and a cop is edging me on to give him cash without a receipt? So as I can get away quick and I don't have to go back and give him my license because I broke a light. How do I live in the presence of God then? I say, I'm sorry. Unless you give me a receipt, I cannot give you the 100 rupees that you need. When you do that, you bring down the presence of God. You with me? That's living in God's presence. It's living righteously. It's being in right standing with God and right standing with man. We bring in the presence of God and we live in His presence when we come together and when we worship. I encourage you, don't miss the times of worship. I know it's a whole experience and worship is more than just songs, but that helps us to connect emotionally. It prepares our hearts and our minds to receive what God has from us.
That's right.
Pursue His presence. I mean, there are loads of things. I know it's not easy for you to travel around in Mumbai, but do what you can to be here on the dot of 11 or a little before so that you can come in and enjoy the worship. Don't stroll in to the presence of God. Don't take for granted, even at home or wherever you are, don't take for granted what God values. He values your worship. He values you declaring, Lord, that you are good. He values you saying, God, you are great. He values it. And when He hears you, He grants you favor. Psalm 27 verse 4 says, one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfection and meditating in His temple. When David wrote these words, there was a literal physical temple that David was talking about. where he just wanted to be where God was, because that is where God lived in the temple. And what he was saying, God, because you are there, I want to be there. In this dispensation, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, God is everywhere. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So as we can live in the presence of God wherever we are. But the Bible also encourages us that we come together in groups like this to worship God, in groups in the week to worship God, because those are times where we connect with, where we can pursue the presence of God. In your personal life, in your relationships with 2 and 3, when you spend time with people, in the corporate expression of our lives, we are pursuing the presence of God. When you pursue the presence of God, you find the third thing. I find favor when I stay with God's schedule. How many of you have a diary that you keep? How many of you don't have diaries? Don't put your hand up. You just live your life in total chaos. It's like, I wake up this morning, what am I going to do? But you know what? God has ordained every day of your life, every moment, every minute. And it's us learning to stay with God's schedule. It's keeping in step with the Spirit, the seasons of God. What is God doing? What is God saying? What should I be doing? How should I be responding? Psalm 27 verse 14 says this, "Wait for the Lord, be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord." Joseph was a young man who had great dreams. He had such amazing dreams. He shared them with his brothers. They got so jealous, they decided to throw him into a pit. And from then on, destiny began to take control of his life. From that pit, he went into slavery. From slavery, he went into serving in a foreign land. From serving in a foreign land, he ended up in a prison in a foreign land, locked up abroad. You've seen that movie on that documentary about people that are locked up abroad? It's horrendous. That was Joseph's story. From being in a prison, he is brought out of a prison and he soon becomes the prime minister. A foreigner becomes a prime minister in a foreign land. Isn't that great? How God takes his life through trials and tribulations and brings him up to a place of leadership. Because Joseph stayed with God's schedule. Here's the thing. We find it hard when things are not going right. God, this is not on your schedule. He's saying, hang on a minute. I'm working on you. I'm just working some stuff out with you. But God, my finances are a mess. I know, but you know what? Work with me. Stay on my schedule. Keep on track. I'm going to come through for you. No, 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 God. I'm going to work here and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do. We go all over the place. Find out what God's schedule is in your relationships. Find out God's schedule for relationships. When is it right to do what you need to do? Enter into the right relationships. Connect with the right people. Stay on God's schedule. Joseph had so many opportunities to run in the opposite direction of where God and his destiny was taking him. If he had done that, he would never have made it to becoming prime minister of Egypt. If he had done that, the nation of Israel would never have had food in a time of famine. 30, 40 years later, God had planned Joseph's life. We had every opportunity. We had every reason to stay there. We could have delayed our leaving. But we had to make and take tough faith decisions with no promise on the other end of anything other than knowing that God was asking us to let go because he was taking us somewhere else. Knowing God and trusting God as a family, we left the responsibilities we had and we came to where God wanted us to be. When you understand the schedule of God in your life, and when you submit to his schedule, you will find favor with God. Each one of us, every day of our lives, in your business transactions, at your place of work, in where you live, understand the schedule of God. Keep to the schedule of God. Keep to the schedule of God each week. Prioritize the things of God. Your personal walk, your personal devotion, your getting together, your Sunday mornings. Prioritize those things. Because when you do, you will find, I can't think of a Sunday that I have missed. Now, I'm not getting into a religious mode, but I'm just saying it's about priorities. I said, you know, what else is happening? I remember there was a great job offer I had in London, and I would have been working in one of the best kitchens and one of the finest, with one of the finest kitchens with one of the best chefs, and with a really, really high salary. And I had two offers, but to work in that kitchen required me to work weekends and especially Sundays because it was the busiest time of the day. And everything in me wanted to work with this guy. Everything in me said, you know what? Just for a season, maybe just for 6 months. Let me just work in this kitchen. We were part of a small church in London, and we did a few things there. But as I sat on the bus, I remember to this day sitting thinking, this midweek one that gives me weekends off and I learn a lot less, which means a little bit more financial stress. But we chose that. I'm so glad I did. Because destiny was in that choice. You with me? You don't know how God will bless you when you prioritize things. I remember I was working in the kitchen again, and I was going to Bible college, and God granted me favor in this kitchen. There was nothing that I couldn't ask for that the head chef would not give to me. He was a Michelin star chef, and they're not easy people to deal with. But for somehow with him and me, we had a whole different equation. If I needed time off to go to Bible school, he said, oh, you can have it. If I need time off to be doing something else, oh, you can have it. He never said no to me. People were jealous. He said, what is it with you and this fat chef? What is it? It was the favor of God.
That's right. Amen.
I had worked faithfully. I served faithfully. But I also, when I asked, I found favor with God and with man. Listen, you can't negotiate on those things. So to stay on God's schedule, when I stay on God's schedule, what do I find? There are times we need to learn to be still and know that I am God.
Hallelujah.
There was a time we were going through a very difficult time. There were so many things that we could have done to fight back and to give back. Eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth and leg for a leg and a head for a head. But we learned in that season, a very painful season, to be still and look to God. And because we trusted His timing and His schedule in our life, the words came through from God's promise. In His time, He makes all things beautiful. Whose time?
His time.
His time. And we need to sink our desires, our thoughts, our agitations, our frustrations, our disappointments, we need to sink them to God and His schedule. And your life will begin to see and experience the favor of God. Isn't that good? What's the fourth thing I need to do? Is location, location, location. Position yourself for favor. What does it say? I find favor when I am positioned and planted. What is it? I find favor when I am positioned and planted. God places you. People, those of you that have found life because we've advertised, we've been here, you've heard about us, you've come here. God has positioned and placed you here. We have a responsibility as leadership to nurture you, to care for you, and to see you grow into everything that God has divinely deposited into your life. It is no accident or mistake that you are here. It is the hand of God. But it's not just about being positioned, but it's also about being planted. There's some people, I'm here. But develop roots. Because when you develop roots and when you allow your life to be nurtured by God, by the Word of God, by godly relationships and interactions through prayer and ministry and all those things that life has to offer you, what happens is you become fruitful. You need, that's good, but what about when there's discipline? When the Word of God brings discipline in my life, when relationships and leaderships bring correction into my life, oh, I'm going to position myself somewhere else. No, be positioned and be planted. Because God loves you and cares for you, He will bring correction. He will bring direction. He will nurture your life. He will prune you. Ouch, that hurt, God. Yes, because it's not good for you. And how do you think God prunes us? You think there's some heavenly scissor up there? God prunes us in our interactions with one another. Hello? That's how God prunes you. God, this guy just irritates me. Let's look at what God's dealing with you in your life. How is God asking you to respond to somebody who irritates you? How are you going to allow the Spirit to produce in you gentleness and meekness and kindness? Oh, I want to bite his head off. Oh, she just is so annoying. That's life. None of us are perfect. We're going to hurt each other. We're going to offend each other. But you know what? That's God working in me. Or vice versa. God is dealing with me. In your relationships as spouses and at home. It's not just sometimes the kids that are at fault. It's you. Your own frustrations that you take out on the kids and say, you're so indisciplined. Well, mom and dad are only following what you taught me. They don't say that, but that's what they're doing. Hello? What they're doing is what they have learned from you or the playground. You decipher which one it is and lead and guide them accordingly. But lead them. Guide them. Because when you do, you build them up. Location, location, location. It is so important that you are positioned and planted. Because when you do, God will grant favor in your life. Amen. The next thing is this. But before I do this, I want to do a little illustration. I'd like three people to come up. One girl and two guys. And I'm going to illustrate something that will help you understand favor. All right. Now, Tanya, you stay in the middle here. All right. Now, these are two guys and Tanya. And I need some help. Alfred, would you mind helping me? Thank you so much. Imagine I'm God. And imagine I have the source of every blessing in this glass that will never run empty. All right. And these are people that love God, that have a relationship with Him and enjoying life. Are you enjoying life?
Yeah, very much.
Yep.
Yes.
And so here's God blessing them. All right. He's showering blessings on them. You enjoying this? Yeah. Enjoying this? Okay. You enjoying this? Isn't it lovely? How does it feel to receive the blessings of God? All right. It's cool, you know, and God's blessing them all the time. And see, they're happy. And sometimes, you know, God's blessing them and someone next door gets a bit of their blessing. And they're like, oh, this is so good. So much. Oh, it's lovely. It's lovely. God's blessing me. God's blessing you. Yes. God's blessing you. Isn't that great? And then each of them have a relationship with God. But there's something about Tanya. She is really seeking after God. She is really doing these things that I'm talking about. And God continues to bless them all. Okay? But there's something special that He does with Tanya. There's something that God does with Tanya. Because she is pursuing His presence. You want to pursue His presence? Because she is... I mean, all this is happening here. Holy Spirit, help me pour the water out there. Keep pouring water. Yeah, Holy Spirit's working hard, all right? All right, He's blessing them. But with Tanya,
yeah.
He comes and says, Tanya,
oh, yeah.
Here's a glass of water. It's on a silver platter. Is there anything else you'd like, Tanya? Because she's really seeking after God. Because she's choosing to be positioned and planted. Tanya, what can I do for you that would really make you happy? Can I connect you and use you in a way like...
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You see? Blessing's still there. But Tanya has got it on a platter. And they're like, oh, it's not fair. It's not fair. Keep those blessings going, Alfred. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's not fair. It's not fair. What's so special about her? We all gave our life to Jesus at the same meeting. But what's so special about her? Oh, I don't feel like praying. Oh, I don't feel like reading. I mean, it's okay. I'll just get on with people. But I'm not really going to get connected. Well, how come Tanya is ahead of us all? I want what Tanya's got. But am I prepared to do what Tanya is doing? The blessings of God don't stop. You can't stop blessing us. You can't stop. The blessings of God continue. And, you know, and maybe some of Tanya's splash will go on to them as well. But we look at it and say, God, I want what Tanya's got. But am I doing what Tanya is doing? Thank you so much. Well done. God bless you. When we pursue God's presence. Thank you so much, guys. Well done. Did you understand that? We look at somebody and say, how come they're enjoying a life that's different? And I'm not just talking about possessing things, all right? You listen to my message from last week. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Even Alfred said it was good. Listen to it from last week because it really lays the foundations of understanding favor even in difficult times. What is it that makes somebody else, God looks down at your life and says, you know what? I'm going to entrust them with my favor because they are seeking after me. You will find favor with God. Isn't that good? The last thought I want to end with is this, is connect correctly. I find favor when I connect correctly. It says, and let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25 was talking about encouraging people to meet together, to connect with godly people. Now we've got to live in an ungodly world and you have to connect with people who may not share the same values, and that's life. But there are times in the day, in the week, where you need to connect with godly people. Stay in relationship with the people that God has placed around you. Nurture relationships. I'm going to be talking next week on how we can connect correctly and how we can establish and build godly relationships around us so as we will experience and live in the favor of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 27 says, now you are the body of Christ and each one of you is a part of it. Each one of us is a part of the body of Christ. In the book of Acts, it tells us that they met daily and they broke bread together and they received teaching and they grew and the church grew. When we connect correctly, when our relationships are forged and built and nurtured, then what God does is that He pours out His favor on your life personally and on our lives corporately. When your life is favored, everybody else is also blessed. Amen. But what is key to that is let us not neglect, which means people were neglecting. People were saying, next week, next month, next year. He said, listen, don't neglect that. But it's a biblical principle. I've realized that in my own life, that when I'm connected with godly people, when I'm in the right place, positioned in the right place, God is able to work in our lives and achieve things that would never have been achieved had we not connected. You understand that? What we are doing here at Life is a fragment of what is yet to come. There is so much more as we grow, as you connect with people, as people connect with you. Next we're going to teach about how you can use the same godly principle in your place of work and see how God will grant you favor. And so I want to encourage you as we look, let's just go right through again. The last slide. I find favor when I am found to be faithful. Let's say that together. I find favor when I pursue His presence. I find favor when I stay with God's schedule. I find favor when I am positioned and planted. I find favor when I connect correctly. Don't miss next Sunday. I'm going to teach on godly relationships and how I want to see us as a church going forward in our relationships, connecting, not just Sunday. Sunday is something we do. It's important. It's vital. It's critical. But through the week, how can we stay connected? What can we do so as we can each grow in our relationship with God? And as we grow, also life here will grow. Father, I thank you for the good things that you're doing in our lives and for this year as we will experience the favor of God in our lives. Jesus, I pray for each one of us that your hand would be upon us, that you would lead and guide us in this week, that we would make those choices we need to. But right now, Lord, I ask, Lord, as we come to this time of communion, that we would really come in faith. And we will say to you, God, as we break bread, I want you to commit to God, to say, God, as I break bread this morning, I am going to really seek after you this year.